Ronald, what's your mood after that game?
Oh, a little bit disappointed, but not really, because after the 1-0 down, it was difficult. We had a lot of domination in the position with a lot of the ball, but the fineness in the last pass, in the last cross, it was not good enough. They defending well, and then I think we deserve more than 1-0 down in the game, and finally 1 point. Okay, but it was difficult after the misunderstanding defensively after the 1-0. Okay, there was one team who played and had the ball, but it's not always the key to win, and it was not good enough.
Yeah, it felt like before the game we would have said a draw might be disappointing, but having gone 1-0 down for so long, it feels like a decent away point.
Yeah, that's true. We showed character, be patience, to wait and to score the draw at least, and we did it. And it was difficult because we expect this kind of game, and in the situation what Aston Villa is. And it was more difficult after the 1-0 down, because they had a good organization, everybody back defending, and then it's difficult. And then you need the real quality to break it open, and we didn't have that.
You decided to go a slightly different way from the start with the two in the middle and the wide men. Do you think that worked?
Yeah, but I think in the first 20-25 minutes, yes. I think we had a good domination in the game. But sometimes, you know, if you play like this, then maybe we have too much people in the center of the pitch, and then we need something, sometimes a little bit more, make it wide. And that was the reason that I changed after halftime, and to put Dusan in the middle of the behind Pelle, and Shane to the right. And okay, that was okay, but that was not the reason that we was 1-0 down.
There was something lovely, a sort of lovely Southampton way about your equaliser, though. One fullback getting overlap on the one side, the other fullback coming in from the other side and scoring, and it finishes off a great period for Nathaniel Clyne.
Yeah, fantastic goal. And okay, we had to take that risk in the second half, in the last 20 minutes. And okay, that, and we had it thanks to Clyne today, because maybe the sharpness in the box in the forwards that left a little bit today.
Just finally, do you need to say anything about Fraser Forster, or does he just hold his hand up like a big man and say, my mistake?
Yeah, I have to see it back, what happened. But I think it was a misunderstanding. It was a little bit, yes, I go out. No, I don't go out. And finally, he was too late. Okay, he will realize that. But we are human people, and everybody can make mistakes.
Okay, just on Stephen Davis, is he okay? How's his recovery going? Because obviously he didn't make it tonight.
No, it's going well, but it was not good enough for to play today, and we have good hope that he will be fit for next Sunday.
Thank you for your time.
Thank you.